This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on initiatives for tribal welfare. The participants are Bhav Singh Malot, DGM Trifed, and Aditi Tandon, journalist.
Today is the 142nd birth anniversary of the great freedom fighter who belonged to the tribal community of Jharkhand, Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Bhagwan Birsa Munda fought against the might of the British Empire, and he has a place of pride in the Indian culture, especially among the tribal communities. It's also an occasion, Mr. Malot, to look back at the progress of the tribal sector in the country and how far the community has come in terms of welfare ever since the Ministry of Tribal Affairs was set up in 1999. A lot of work has been done for the uplift of this community, which is extremely marginalized simply because of the cultural practices and also because of the spread of the communities. They live in faraway areas, geopolitically excluded. So how do you look back on the journey of tribal welfare in India, and where do you think we stand today?
It is a Jayanti, 142nd Jayanti of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Entire nation is saluting him on his 142nd Jayanti Mahotsav Samaroh. Entire ministry is rededicated towards the development of the tribal communities in the country. Ministry has various schemes like tribal research institutes. These institutes are spread across the country and in almost 11 predominant states. These institutes are engaged in the work of providing planning inputs to state governments, conducting research and evaluation of studies, collection of data on training, capacity building of the stakeholders, etc. And apart from tribal research institutes, there are organizations who are working for the livelihood of these tribals, such as TRIFED. TRIFED is one among them, and TRIFED has been set up on 6th of August 1987, and since then, in various states, TRIFED has taken various activities, collection of MFP, minor forest produce. We also call it non-timber forest produce, by ensuring remunerative price for their products, so that the tribals who are unaware of its real value, and thereby we ensure that they are protected from the exploitation of the middlemen and unscrupulous traders.
Right, Mr. Malot, you mentioned the minor forest produce, yes, which is the mainstay for the livelihood of a number of tribals in the country. And we know recently the government initiated the fixing of the minimum support price of the minor forest produce. And there's a range of minor forest produce, but is there any way for the tribal community to know what is the MSP of a particular minor forest produce? For instance, tendupatta will have a different MSP, imli will have a different MSP, and similarly bamboo and everything else. Is there a uniform centralized platform where tribals who are not very educated can go and find out, because the middlemen in the sector can easily cheat them? How do you ensure that the tribals who are selling minor forest produce know the exact MSP fixed by the government?
We have made adequate publicity arrangements, and recently, that is on 25th of September, we had organized a national workshop. Ministry of Tribal Affairs and TRIFED has organized a national workshop by inviting chief secretaries, resident commissioners, secretary tribal welfare, secretary forest, managing directors of state tribal federations and forest corporations, so that this prestigious scheme of Government of India to ensure remunerative price for 10 MFPs initially, this was introduced in 2013-14, and then this year 14 more commodities have been added. So totally there are 24 commodities like karan seed, mahua seed, sal seed, kusum seed, sal leaves, lac and tamarind, chironji, myrobalan, gum karaya, wild honey, kusum, neem, puwar seed, bel and kalmeg and hill broom grass and various other commodities including this nagarmota and madhunashini, which is anti-diabetic medicinal. There are such 24 commodities have been identified, and for which there is a national level committee which fixes the price. And while fixing the price, various aspects like how long it will take or how many man hours that are a tribal is investing, and how much he will be collecting, and what will be the at least his wages, what should, based on that, entire expert team will be working out the costings, and accordingly they will be fixing the price. keeping in view of the market trends and
right.
demand and supply.
Now, coming to the other aspect of tribal life, you know, the very fact that there has been traditionally for a very long time no recognition of the rights of forest dwellers. Traditional forest dwellers were only recognized as the traditional owners of the land where they were residing for ages through the Forest Rights Act of 2005. It was a very welcome step, and a lot of community right papers were given out to tribals and individual as well as community. Can you comment on the success of the Forest Rights Act? Because it's a very path-breaking act in the sense that for the very first time, it not only recognized the traditional forest dwellers as the legitimate owners of the forest land, but also for the very first time also made conservation accountable. The old forest acts of India were designed to suit the British Empire, you know, and the British used to have a single officer who used to be like the king of the forest and used to steal the entire forest of timber. It took us very long to change that law. But is the law working?
Yes, absolutely. You're right. There are the two acts. One is the PESA Act, Extension of Panchayats in Scheduled Area. That is 1996. That was introduced where the Gram Panchayat is the owner of the, has the authority to deal with the forest and tribals. That is one step that Government of India has taken towards the minor forest produce and towards the tribals. And the second act that has come is the Forest Right Act. It is 2006. It is not 2005, it is 2006. This Forest Right Act has given adequate powers, rather ownership powers to the tribals. And then they have fixed the minimum support price. I come from Banjara tribal community from Telangana, being a tribe and serving the tribe. And this particular step towards MFP is a very good step. Rather, when it was being taken up in 2012-13, I was in head office at TriFed. I was in that particular MFP division. There were some reservations whether that will work or not. But in that case, we have taken very positive move with the ministry, and our ministry took very positive steps towards implementing this scheme with Prime PMO. This scheme has been successful.
Yeah, MFP has been successful. My query was about the Forest
Act.
Rights Act and the pattas, the ownership documents given to the tribals who apply to the concerned officers. I believe 58 lakh people have applied and just about 14 lakh pattas have been issued individually.
Yeah.
And of course, some more have been issued on the community level. Are there challenges in the implementation?
Yeah,
what challenges?
So far, whatever has been done, I think it is 40 to 45%, I think so.
Yeah. Another challenging area for tribal community is nutrition and also health. It was identified a while ago that sickle cell anemia is one of the major diseases afflicting the tribal community in the country, and a lot of effort is now being made to improve the health status of the tribal community. Independent researchers as well as researchers by the Indian Council of Medical Research have further shown that the scheduled tribe community is generally at a lower level of health and nutrition than the larger community. Is there any specific scheme of the Tribal Affairs Ministry with the Health Ministry convergence to look at this aspect?
There is a convergence between the Ministry of Tribal Affairs as well as the Health Ministry for improving the health and nutrition of the tribal communities.
Right. Anything about the education issues regarding tribals? Because Minister Jual Oram has often said that a lot of girls' hostels are being set up in tribal-dominated blocks and ashrams are being set up to ensure that tribal children can go to school and later on pursue higher education.
Absolutely right. Ministry has taken very, very prompt steps towards establishing the schools in tribal areas, especially girls' schools. And they have a scheme of Ekalavya model residential schools. This particular school has really been very, very useful to the tribal students in tribal areas. You must be knowing Purna Malawat, who comes from our Telangana state. She is a Banjara tribal girl who climbed Everest. And she is also from one of the tribal residential schools in Kamareddy district now. And this Ekalavya model residential schools are really doing very well. And this is a very good concept. And tribal education, because education is the most important aspect for the development, and that is what our ministry, especially our minister Mr. Jual Oram, is taking very stringent step, and as he is rightly saying.
Another central sector scheme which is being implemented for tribals is the Van Bandhu Kalyan Yojana. Can you comment on the nuances of this program and how far has it been able to target the sector which was supposed to be benefited?
I may not be able to comment on very deeply, but yes, every scheme of the ministry is absolutely aimed at the socio-economic empowerment of the tribals.
So what are you doing specifically also in the ministry for ensuring need-based integrated livelihood initiatives for tribals? Because employment opportunities for tribals are shrinking on account of the shrinking forest cover. And you know, there are all kinds of livelihood challenges for this particular sector. So what is it about the livelihood integration? Because STs like to otherwise dwell in their own areas, but now their children want to come out of the traditional forest dwelling regions and experiment with all sorts of jobs like maybe horticulture or diversified crop production, dairy development, etc.
Yeah, TriFed basically is committed to the cause of tribal development through procurement and marketing of the minor forest produce. And TriFed is a nodal agency of Government of India on behalf of Ministry of Tribal Affairs. And it is working through State Tribal Welfare Department, which are nodal department in the state, and organizations like GCC, Girijan Cooperative Corporation in Andhra Pradesh, Girijan Cooperative Corporation in Telangana, Tribal Development Corporation in Orissa, Tribal Development Corporation in Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Jharkhand, and so on. Those state level agencies are implementing agencies, and the plan is that the procurement will be undertaken with the minimum support price to the tribals for these 24 items, and through different agencies in different states. The basic idea is that in this scheme, 75% of the funds for procurement will be provided by the Government of India to the state government, Tribal Welfare Department, and the Tribal Welfare Department will be providing 25% of the procurement funds to the implementing agencies for procurement of these things. And before we undertake procurement, adequate publicity is being made that these are the commodities and these are the procurement price fixed for that, and tribals are made well aware through various modes of media, like right from drum beating and posters, banners, radio advertisement and so on, and different media, so that the awareness is created among the tribals. Aur uske slogans ke saath mein apna keemat hak se mango. So like these are the slogans that we are passing, means making the adequate publicity is being made, so that they are aware of that price for that particular commodity, so that they don't sell below that. So this is one arrangement. Second is that tribals are dependent upon two or three basic sectors. One is that MFP for MSP, minor forest produce, is one sector on which tribals depend upon for their livelihood. Second is tribal handicrafts. In tribal handicrafts sector also, TriFed has set up Tribes India, a chain of showroom. We have around 29 showrooms right now of our own TriFed's showrooms with the name and style of Tribes India. The first one which we have started just behind this, 9 Mahadev Road, in 1999 we have started. That is our flagship showroom, where 8 categories of handicrafts are being marketed, like tribal textiles, tribal textiles and tribal jewelry, bell metal, cane and bamboo, and so on. There are 8 categories of product that are being sold through various showrooms. So these are the two sectors where TriFed is intervening for their improvement of the livelihood of the tribals. TriFed is importing training and capacity buildings, thereby the upgradation of their skill, so that they can make best products which are acceptable in the market.
Right. So that's an interesting approach to livelihood integration. Coming to the other issues concerning the tribals, the challenge of housing the tribals, because we all know census figures have repeatedly shown us that most of the tribals live in single room houses across the country. The second challenge that they face is in accessing potable drinking water, you know, clean and hygienic drinking water. Sanitation challenge is always there, and then also the issue of electricity access. So would you be in a position to comment on these particular challenges, and what are the progresses made under the ministry?
Yes. Though the government has taken up many schemes, many organizations, many teams working for the development of the tribals, and yes, definitely some achievement has been made, but I can say that lot many things need to be done, especially infrastructure facilities like road. There is no road connectivity. The most important aspect of development of tribals is that they should be provided with road, electricity, water and education, schools.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on initiatives for tribal welfare. The participants were Bhav Singh Maloth, DGM TriFed, and Aditi Tandon, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.